Now, the news continues. If you had a chance to study under Alibaba Group founder Jack Ma on entrepreneurship, would you pass it up or grab it? As many as 36 Chinese business people seized the opportunity, weathering fierce competition to become the first group of students at Hupan College. The college was co-founded by Jack Ma and several other entrepreneurs and distinguished scholars, whose aim is to nurture the country's next generation entrepreneurs. The college was based in Hangzhou in eastern China's Zhejiang province. Ma likened entrepreneurs to scientists who are people with a certain gift. And once the gifted people are found, time and energy is needed to make them shine. The biggest difference between the courses at Hupan and master's degree programs at other institutions is that people study mistakes at the college. Ma has turned a small website into one of the world's largest business empires over the past 15 years. He wants Hupan to last for 300 years. Meanwhile, he wants the college to be built not only by teachers, but also by students. Future student candidates will be recommended by their predecessors. To get into Hupan, applicants must have at least 3 years' experience in their own businesses and have a team of more than 30 people. Many in the inaugural class are well-established, leading figures in their individual industries. The program lasts for 3 years, with tuition around 280,000 yuan, roughly $45,000. This is News Plus Special English. U.S. pop star Taylor Swift has landed a spot among powerful businessmen and politicians in a poll of the world's greatest leaders. The Shake It Off hitmaker is the highest-placed woman on this year's list, conducted by NewFortune.com. It ranks the extraordinary people who are transforming business, government, philanthropy, and so much more. Swift comes in sixth behind Apple CEO Tim Cook at number one and Chinese President Xi Jinping at number three. Some articles praise the singer, who is ranked two spots behind Pope Francis, saying, "Pop's savviest star has crossed swords with Spotify, embraced corporate sponsorship, and moved to secure dozens of trademarks." Swift took a stand against popular music program Spotify in November last year, removing all her tracks from the site without prior notice, just days after the release of her latest album, 1989.